Hello, everyone. This is Executive Consultant Jay Emma, and I am excited to host a call tonight, the national call. Brian McClure asked me to host a call tonight, and I'm really excited about doing that. We've had a special privilege to listen to a good friend of ours, very good friend of mine, Executive Consultant, Crystal Sphere Award winner, Tim Devine. So welcome to the call. If someone can text me, just to make sure, I just want to make sure that I'm being heard, I would appreciate it just to make sure. I'm going to look at my phone here. Let's see. I'm waiting for a text message from people. Waiting. Loud and clear. Awesome. Great. So thank you for the text message. So I'm excited to spend some time with you guys here tonight and to pass the phone off to a good friend of mine who's been very successful in a lot of ways, personally and professionally. And in our business, we really want to build successful people. You know, there's a saying that says that we build people and then people build the business. So we've got the opportunity to grow ourselves and to help other people grow. And I find that it's a common theme with people in our business. I find it's a common theme in our business that the people that want to grow themselves and want to grow other people tend to be the most successful. The people that genuinely celebrate the success of their friends and celebrate the success of people that they don't know, they have abundance mentality, people that want to give and serve and share. And the speaker we have tonight is somebody who lives that way. He lives his whole entire life that way and just really enjoys seeing other people flourish. And I had the privilege of just spending a few days with him in Louisiana. I was with Tim and Sonia Devine and a bunch of others. We went fishing in Louisiana. Brian McClure has turned a passion of his, fishing, into a business. And he just so happens he has the privilege to entertain and host friends and family and also to host people that want to use his fishing resort as an opportunity to get away. But Tim and Sonia and I spent some good quality time together. We laughed, we shared some thoughts and ideas, and it was just a privilege to spend some time with them in that environment. And I really especially liked the fact that I was spending some time with my dad, and Tim had a chance to really spend time with my dad as well, which was great. But one of the things that I notice about Tim Devine, who we're going to bring on the call here in a minute, is that he really enjoys helping people. He loves people. His heart is filled when he can add value to someone's life. And to me, that's somebody that I want to spend my life with. That's somebody that I want to associate with on a regular basis. I love him dearly. There's no mystery behind the reason why he's been so successful in Ambit Energy. He's got a beautiful family. He's got an incredible work ethic, and he's got multiple streams of income, multiple success in so many different things because he's always looking to lift people up. He works hard, but he's always looking to lift people up and to give, and that's the kind of person that he is. So I know tonight there's a lot of things that he wants to share and talk about. And I know among them, I hope he will share some things about attitude and the mental game and what it takes to be someone who can grow this kind of a business and grow a team. But I'm just going to let him start. I'm going to introduce him and let him run. But we're all excited to listen to our good friend, executive consultant, Crystal Sphere Award winner, top leader in our company, and a good friend to all of us. Please welcome executive consultant Tim Devine.
Hey Jay, thanks. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I hear you loud and clear, brother.
Awesome. Well, I appreciate that introduction, and I appreciate you and your friendship, and the fact that Ambit Energy, created that environment where, you know, we would have never met each other had it not been for this opportunity, and so. I appreciate that. Those friendships to me are, really part of the, you don't see that on the application when you sign up, you know what I mean? So that's a big part of this business, in my opinion. And so what I'm going to do, Jay, I'm going to get right into some stuff, talking about some different things, mindset, and a little bit of teaching and training on, just how to really kind of see this thing for what it is, this opportunity that we have, and how to become a better person yourself so that you can in turn help other people and affect other people's lives in a positive way. One thing I'll say real quick, I'm going to recommend a book I started reading. I bought this in the airport when we were leaving Louisiana, Jay, and I'm about a third of the way into it, and it's by Jeff Thule, and it's called Exceptional Selling. And a lot of times we say, we don't sell here. We don't sell a product. We sell ourselves. We sell, our posture, our mindset, our ability to communicate. And so that's what this book is about, and I've gotten into it. I'm not going to talk a whole lot about it, but I always like to recommend a good book when I'm on these calls. And Exceptional Selling by Jeff Thule, how to best connect and win. And so great, great book. Highly recommend it so far. So, what I want to ask people, thinking about a few different things. Number one, if you have a pen and a piece of paper, I highly recommend you take a few notes because there's going to be some good information here. It's not anything that I made up. It's not because I'm so brilliant. I just have the opportunity to share some of the things that I've learned. And so, what I want to ask people is, what's your philosophy? You hear Jim Rohn talk about that all. What's your philosophy? What's your life all about? What's your legacy going to be? Your philosophy is going to determine your legacy. And then what's going to create that philosophy is your mindset. So the mindset will create the philosophy, which will in turn create your legacy. And, one of the things I appreciate about Jay is before we did this call tonight, and this was really cool, I knew this was going to be a good call. And again, not because of me, but, Jay and I had a conversation, and Jay wanted to pray about this call before we did this tonight. And he had a very specific, very rich prayer that he said with me on the phone before we started this call. And, to me, that speaks volumes about what type of person, what type of bold leader that Jay is, to have the boldness to do that. And so I appreciate that so much. You don't even know, Jay. That's just absolutely phenomenal. One thing that I talk about with certain people, and I look at different people in their lives, is who they're hanging around. What environments are they in? And I learned a phrase a long time ago in this industry, and it was so key, and it helped me so much in my life. And it was, go where you're celebrated, not where you're tolerated. Okay? And, I spent a little bit of time last night with a great group of people up at Ray Monty's house in Jackson, New Hampshire. Again, people that he hand-selected to come up and hang out for the weekend at his house. And my wife and I had the privilege of going up there and spending a little time. And, I thought about that. I thought about the fact that he's put himself in a place where he guards himself from the wrong people robbing his time. He makes sure that he is somewhere where he's going to be around people that he can also give and pour into, but also to give back to him. It's a relationship. And so be very careful of that, you guys. Be careful of who you're hanging around and who you're taking advice from. And again, if you stop and think about that, who are you going to be hanging out with this week? You may want to change up a few things in your life, and that will make a huge difference. I like Brian and McClure's analogy of, being in a fishing boat and having all those, those anchors in the water and just cutting the lines, snip, 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 and then that boat can move, that boat can go. And so it's so true. Are you hanging around people that tear you down or people that build you up? Are you tearing people down? Or are you building them up with your words? Words are powerful. A lot of times we don't realize, little negative comments, little jabs and things like that. That destroys some people. Some people can handle it. Some people have thick skin. But, for a lot of people, on the surface, they may look like they've got it together. But, that type of stuff really hurts people and really destroys them. So be careful of that. Relationships. I want to talk real quickly about relationships because we are in – this is all about relationships. I like to call this relationship marketing, really. And so rich relationships, Jay's relationship with his dad, got to spend some time down there at Brian's. And to me, sitting back, analyzing and just observing, that relationship that they have, that's worth more than any amount of money in any bank. That right there, That's what it's all about. And so, you know, we're in a relationship business. And, you know, it can be relationships with your team, obviously. But what's your relationship with Christ? You know, what's your relationship for you guys out there? What's your relationship with your wife? Does that need some work? Do you need to focus on that a little bit? What's your relationship with your kids? You know, becoming a better person and personal development and doing all these different things, those are the byproducts and the real wins, the real successes is some of those things. And then, you know, your relationship with just everybody that you come in contact with. You know, when you're in a restaurant, do you leave a nice tip, you know, or are you the type of person that tries to get out of it and does the minimum? You know, don't let your minimums be your maximums. That's another saying in this industry that, you know, go out there and make a difference. And the thing is, you're representing Ambit Energy everywhere you go, whether you realize it or not. And so what kind of a person, what type of a message are you putting out there? You know, and then another thing, I'm skipping around a little bit with all my notes because of for the sake of time. What are you focusing on? You know, what are you focusing on in your life? You know, what you focus on grows. We've all heard that one, right? And here's a good one. And again, I'm going to tell you where a lot of this has been coming from in just a minute, these notes. Count your blessings. Now, here's a good exercise. You hear that term, you know, that phrase, count your blessings, right? We've all heard it a million times. But have you actually taken the time to sit down with a pen and a piece of paper and write them out? If you're having a bad day or you're a little depressed or maybe someone's done something to offend you, you know, sit down and write down 25 blessings and then look at those blessings. I guarantee you your mood will change. That's called transformation. That's called mental transformation by writing down your blessings and actually putting them in front of you, just like your dreams, your goals, and what you want to achieve, right? And again, if you're struggling in life, if your mindset isn't right all the time, this is the type of stuff that will help you. And it's amazing how simple these little exercises are, but it's also amazing how many people won't do it, you know. So, you know, I was in church today, so this is where I got a lot of my information. I was asked a few days ago to do the call with Brian for Brian, and I said, you know, yeah, absolutely. I'm privileged to do the call anytime, whatever I can do to help. But then there's this this cloud that kind of comes over for a few minutes. It's like, oh, what am I going to talk about? You know, and you want to make sure that you've got some good stuff and you're going to deliver. So, but I always put myself in a place, whether it's reading or you know, hanging around with Ray or different people that give me information that I say, oh, that's it. There's the topic right there. And so today it was in church. And what happened was I was asked to play drums at church. And in our church, there's three different services on Sunday. And we play the beginning of the service, and we play a song. We play three songs at the beginning of the service. We play another song at the end of the service. So you have to stay for the whole service, all three. So I sat through the same message three different times, and I sat there and I took notes. And I'm like, bam, there's my information right there. There's my topic for this call tonight. And I had a few other things, but really I landed on this, and I'm excited about sharing this because it's going to make a difference with some people on this call. You know, one of the things that the pastor was talking about is in his sermon was each breath is a gift. You know, each breath that we take, whether we realize it or not, is a gift from God. And if you take just a minute and you breathe in and then you breathe back out, you sit there and you think about that. That was a gift. What if the next breath isn't there, right? What if that next breath, you're done, right? I mean, seriously, don't take it for granted, because when you think about it, every breath is a gift. And your whole life is a series of those gifts. And do you see it that way? You know, do you see your life as a gift? Because you know what? Our days are numbered. Whether we like it or not, we cannot change that. Our days are numbered. Now, do you look at that as a threat? Or do you look at that as a gift? And are you using your life as a gift, right? And that's going to lead into my topic tonight, talking about the parable of the talents. You know, this was a story that Jesus told over 2,000 years ago, and he taught with parables, and this is the parable of the talents, okay? And this is what the sermon was today, and it was so fitting for our lives and our business and our relationships. It applies to all these different things. And so I'm just going to take a peek at my notes. you know, do you see your life as a gift, or sometimes some of us on this call might see our life as a curse? You know, dream big and have childlike faith. And, you know, when you get smart, when you get really, really smart, your ego gets in the way. And that's not childlike faith. Ego stands for edging God out. You know, and one of the things the pastor said today was knowledge puffs up. Okay, think about that. Love builds up. You know, are you building people up? Are you serving? Are you giving? Or are you, you know, strutting your stuff, trying to show everybody how clever you are? You know, one of the things I watch over the weekend up at Ray's house and down at Brian's fishing resort is how much these guys give. It blows my mind. I mean, I sit there and I'm going, wow. I'm just thinking about what's going on. I'm going, these guys, and they don't ask for credit. They don't, you know, they don't do it for a ulterior motive. They don't. That's not the case. I mean, I know them well enough to know that that's not the case. What they do is they pour into other lives and they give and they give and they give, knowing that they're planting seeds. And with certain people, there's going to be a harvest that comes that's going to also affect thousands of other people, right? That gift is going to keep on giving. So, anyways, you know, love builds up. And so you be aware of that. You know, there's a couple things I want to recommend for people that like to watch videos. You know, there's a lot of people that like to read books. There's people like to watch videos and listen to audios and different things. You know, there's a particular pastor that I've listened to for years and years and years, and he's from Georgia, and his name is Dr. Charles Stanley. If you go to YouTube and you type in Dr. Charles Stanley and you listen to some of this guy's talks, man, I'll tell you, talk about life-changing, transformational, rich content that will affect you in a very positive way. That's what this guy, for me, that's what this guy does. And a lot of times, you guys, what I do at night before I go to bed is I'll simply go to my smartphone, YouTube, boom, find a sermon, different topics, and just play it while I go to sleep. And you know what happens? Your subconscious mind is meditating on that information all night long because your mind never shuts off. You know, you go to sleep, your body rests, but you know what? Your mind doesn't stop. It's going 100 miles an hour all night long. And, you know, if you just watched, you know, Law and Order and some murder thing or some negative thing on TV or watch some negative video on your smartphone, that's what your mind is focusing on, whether you like it or not, all night long, your subconscious mind. So that's a couple of good ones. Jim Rohn, obviously, is one of my favorites. Dr. Charles Stanley and Jim Rohn. So with that, I'm going to talk about this parable, the parable of the talents. Now, a lot of you have heard this story. Some of you have heard it multiple times. But you know what I found? I don't know how many times I've heard this story. It never gets old. You know, and I just sit there and I picture Jesus with a group of people all hanging around, you know, and he starts telling this story. You know, he sits down and everybody, you can hear a pin drop. He sits there and he tells these stories. And these stories, they have multiple meanings and they hit different people different ways, but they're timeless. And the information is absolutely something that when you meditate on it, it will change your life. It will change your thinking, which will change your philosophy, which again will in turn affect your legacy. And so the word talent came from, it was a Greek word, okay? And the word talent is actually a measurement, okay? And so it didn't mean America's Got Talent, okay? That's not where that came, that's not where it started, all right? It started, it was a Greek word, and it was a measurement. And that measurement was 75 pounds. And so when they talk about a talent in this story, they're talking about a talent of silver, which equals 75 pounds of silver. So think about that. One talent, 75 pounds of silver. That's a lot of silver, you know, when you think about that. 1 pound of silver is a lot of silver. So that was a Greek word, and then eventually that turned into the word that we know as talent, you know, your talents, your gifts, your abilities, that type thing, and that word stuck. And so So we're going to talk about that, the abilities and talents. You can apply it to your life. You can apply it to ambit. You can apply it to your life out there, you know, whether it's on your job, or you can also apply it to your relationships. You can apply it to anything. But I know this will affect different people in a positive way when you really think about this. So the story is actually, if you want to look it up, and there's videos and you go to the Bible, it's Matthew 25, verse 14 through 30. Okay, and so what it was about was a master that was leaving town, and he left behind with his servants some talents, okay? And he left one, and we're going to just say he left Brian McClure five talents, okay? So what does that mean? He left him 375 pounds of silver. And the idea was to leave behind a talent, leave behind those talents and say, go out and multiply these. Go out and do something good, okay? That's what this was about. So the master leaves town, leaves behind five talents with one, two talents with another one. Let's just say that's Ray Monty, right? So he gave him 150 pounds of silver. And then the last one, we won't name this person, but he gave him one talent, okay, which would be 75 pounds of silver. So the master goes away. Now, the backstory here, all right, is, and when Jesus was teaching this, there was a backstory, and some people figured it out, and maybe some didn't. But really, what that really was, it wasn't a guy that owned some land and property and riches. It was God. It was God leaving us here on this earth with gifts and talents that we need to figure out, right? What are your gifts? What are your abilities? What are your talents? Because we're all unique. Every one of us is different. And are you using those gifts and talents for good? Are you multiplying those gifts and talents? So, again, that's what that's all about. But what happened was, you know, a period of time went by, and the master came back. And he wanted to see how these different servants did with the talents that he left behind. And what happened was he went to the one that he gave five talents to, the 375 pounds of silver. And that guy had doubled his talents. He turned that into twice as much over a period of time. And what the master said, or what God said, was, good job, my faithful servant. You know, he says it a little bit differently. I don't have, well done, my good and faithful servant, is what's in the Bible. So that's what he said. And when you go through the pearly gates, I think that's what I want to hear. You know, that's what I'm looking for. And so he goes to the second servant and says, how'd you do? How'd you make out? And he says, you know, you gave me the two, I turned it into four. He doubled his, okay? So he doubled his, and God says, hey, you know what? Well done, my good and faithful servant. Pat him on the back, come on in. You're good, you know? So then he gets to the third one and finds out that he didn't do anything with it, okay? That talent that he gave him, he didn't do anything with it. And he says, you know, I buried it out back. I buried it in the ground. Because I didn't want to lose any. I didn't want to, you know, I didn't want something to happen. So, you know, that was not what the master was looking for. You know, and again, you can apply this to your life. You can apply this to different things. But think about that. What he did was he did nothing. And God said, you could have at least put it in the bank and I could have got some interest, you know, rather than burying it in the earth. And so what he said, and this is what we don't want to happen, and this is quoted, you wicked, lazy servant. If you knew I harvested crops I didn't plant, gathered crops I didn't cultivate, why didn't you deposit my money in the bank? At least I could have gotten some interest. So the point is this. When you think about your life, when you think about this gift we have with this business and the relationships and, you know, what we're doing with our own lives to be a positive effect on other people, are you using your talents? Are you using your gifts? You know, or, you know, are you one of these people with a bad attitude sometimes that maybe has buried that talent out back and you're not using it? Well, the bottom line is, if you're not using it, that's not good. You're not going to be rewarded for that. You're not going to be fulfilled by that, and you're not going to make a positive difference or an impact with other people. And guys, you know, it's not about becoming a multi-gazillionaire, okay? There's going to be some people that do that, but most people aren't going to do that. Most people are going to make an extra income here. They're going to hang around a positive environment. where they're going to grow themselves and they're going to attract other people. And there's going to be a ripple effect that's going to happen, and it's going to be a good thing, and that's going to be their legacy because they showed up and they used their gifts and their talents. And so with that, you know, there was one other thing I wanted to talk about real quick, and I don't want to take up a whole lot of time, but, you know, I'm also reading another book that the chapter I just read was Inflow of New Thoughts Can Remake You. And one of the things at our church, we have a subtitle that's Transformed Lives, Transformation. And transformation takes place inside your head. You know, transformation is an inside job. You know, a lot of times we think that our environment is going to transform us. Or if we're, you know, if we had a better job, or if we had a better upline, or if we had a better team, right, whatever it is. No, that's not the answer, guys. The answer is you. The answer is, you know, what are you doing and what's going on in your life personally to take action in this arena of transformation. And transformation is, you know, for me, it's always been about reading good books. And one of the things that in this chapter, I'm going to read just a small segment, and then, Jay, why don't you chime in? I know you got a question. Go ahead and chime right in.
Yeah, Tim, I was I texted you. I didn't want to interrupt, but I, you know how you and I were talking about, it really leads into how we were talking about Brian, how he's turned his passion for fishing into, he's turned the, his passion for fishing into not only a business, but also an opportunity to give and just give back and give back, and just the experiences he's giving to people is so rich. And maybe, you know how we were just like marveling at that. So if you could just maybe talk a little bit about that, that would be awesome, because it leads into, it's sort of like what you were talking about.
Absolutely. You know, and it's something that we could talk about for hours, because, you know, it's one thing it does for me, Jay, it just gives me a ton of respect for what I watch Brian do, and again, also Ray, because I work so close with Ray, and watch what he does for his team and whatnot. And just, you know, to be able to do something like that, not only financially, you know, that's one aspect of it, right? Being able to do those different things, to be able to provide that atmosphere, number one, and then fund it, and then in turn, turn it into a talent to where it funds itself and becomes profitable. Profit is not a bad word, by the way. And then also it's him physically putting his time and energy into people like us, you know, the conversations sitting around the table and the meals and the time. You know, that's one thing that, I mean, it's huge. It's just absolutely, to me, I just get so much out of that, because it just, my level of respect goes right through the roof.
Yeah, no doubt about it. It was, you know, but as we were sitting around and just looking at what he did, it was just incredible. So I appreciate that.
Yeah, you know, and again, it is. I'm glad you brought that up, because it relates back to this story. I mean, this isn't something that happened by mistake. This topic did not drop into my lap where I sat through three services and took notes through all three services, preparing for this call tonight, because I knew this was what I needed to talk about, and it applies to our business and our leaders, you know, it just big time. I mean, because it's no mistake that I just came back from Ray's house last night, and it's no mistake that we just came from Brian's resort the other day, okay? So those things don't happen by mistake, and there's no mistake that you and I are talking on this call tonight. So, again, guys, you know, I think the thing in wrapping up is you know,
hey, Tim, before you wrap up, just think about how interesting it was that you interviewed me on the call, and then I'm hosting the call here, and you and I were both spending good quality social time watching two of the top leaders in the business serve. You know, it's just very, it's just like you just full circle. I mean, it's just incredible. So anyway, I'm going to let you finish, but it is pretty cool to see how God allows us to experience both all of that, and also to be able to share it together like this with people. It's cool.
Well, that's it. That's it. You know, we're embarking on a holiday week with 4th of July and, you know, family and people, friends and getting together and cookouts and vacations and all that stuff. And guys, again, what I was going to say going back, it goes back to relationships. It goes back to, you know, spending that quality time and doing that. And the one thing I want to hit on, Jay, real quick, we talked about this yesterday, because it is funny. Again, it's no mistake that I had Jay as my special guest speaker on our team call Saturday morning, and Brian didn't know that, and Brian asked you to host this call and me to be the guest.
And you didn't know that Brian texted me and asked me to do this, to host this for you.
I had no idea. So you know, it's just, again, it's a, you know, what does Brian say? It's a God wink, right? So
exactly.
That, the last thing I want. One of the coolest things for me was, you know, spending 6 days. I happened to be on two fishing trips at Brian's ranch. It just worked out that way. It wasn't something we orchestrated. It just worked out that way. And I was able to spend time with some incredible leaders. First of all, Ray Monty and some of his leaders, Kirk Horan and Norbert. And we went to an Eagles concert. So check this out. I mean, again, you can't make this stuff up. We get into New Orleans. We land on Wednesday. Just so happens that Ray's favorite band was playing Wednesday night before the fishing tournament on Thursday, Friday, and Brian had looked that up. And and Coach and Kirk and Chuck Chance and Roberto Martinez and there was a few others. I'm drawing a blank right now. But with that said, here's the thing, guys. Here's going back to relationships and people and who you're hanging around and what are you doing and really chiming into God's blessings. Well, it happened to be that Brian had looked on the schedule for the Eagles because Ray had gone to a concert previous and had such a great time. And so Brian's like, hey, Ray, guess what? Guess who's playing the night before the fishing tournament? Eagles, okay? So, again, that's not by mistake. We get there, go to the Eagles concert, absolutely incredible. Just a great time. And then the next morning we fished for 2 days with all these great people. I stayed, hung around, and then the next group came in. And so, those are not only blessings, but they're memories. And what I'm leading to, Jay, is the time that I got to spend hanging out with you and your dad and sitting there and observing how precious the relationship is that you have with your dad and the ability that you have to spend time with him like you do. That's something that most people in this country and on planet Earth do not have the privilege to do. And it's because of this business. It's because of this opportunity. It's because you put yourself in a position where you created residual income and created freedom. And in turn, you're able to do that. And I'll tell you, I know there's people
Amen.
On this call that means a lot to. I mean, because that's just something that money cannot buy, those memories and those precious things that sometimes we take for granted, or sometimes, you know, a lot of people don't have the ability to do that, and it's too bad. So just phenomenal stuff, guys. I mean, you know, again, relationships. And, you know, what are you doing with your talents and abilities, guys? Are you hoarding them? Are you burying them in the backyard? Or are you out there multiplying and doubling and tripling and quadrupling them? And the last thing I'll say, you know, God bless America, this great country. I love this country. And Independence Day is next week, representing, you know, just the independence of our country. So everybody stay safe. Happy 4th of July. Enjoy the cookouts and the get-togethers. Don't put Ambit on the back shelf. Keep that on the radar here. I know things slow down a little bit this time of year, but it'll be over with, and ambition will be here before you know it. So with that, Jay, I'll let you take it away.
Yeah, Tim, thank you for sharing. And it's obvious this is really the beauty of our business is we want to make some money, and it's important to build that's really a result. But it's all about people, and it's all about relationships, and that's what this thing's all about. And so thanks for sharing. I'm going to unmute the lines, and everyone, you can thank Tim, and we all look forward to seeing you guys really soon, definitely at Ambition. So I'm going to unmute the lines right now.